not mentioning this. "Sorry we're late, sir," said Vimes as they entered the oblong office. "Oh, are you late?" said Lord Vetinari, looking up from his paperwork. "I really hadn't noticed. Nothing serious, I trust."
"The Fool's Guild caught fire, sir," said Carrot.
"Many casualties?"
"No, sir."
"Well, that is a blessing," said Lord Vetinari carefully. He put down his pen. "Now, what do we have to discuss?" He pulled another document towards him and read it swiftly. "Ah, I see that the new traffic division is having the desired effect." He indicated a large pile of paper. "I am getting any amount of complaints from the Carters and Drovers Guild. Well done. Do pass on my thanks to Sergeant Colon and his team."
"I will, sir."
"I see in one day they clamped 17 carts, 10 horses, 18 oxen, and 1 duck."
"It was parked illegally, sir."
"Indeed. However, a strange pattern seems to emerge."
"Sir?"
"Many of the carters say that they were not in fact parked, but had merely halted while an extremely old and extremely ugly lady crossed the road extremely slowly."
"That's their story, sir."
"They know she was an old lady by her constant litany on the lines of, 'Oh, dearie me, my poor old feet,' and similar expressions."
"Certainly sounds like an old lady to me, sir," said Vimes,
his face wooden. "Quite so. What is rather strange is that several of them then report seeing the old lady, subsequently legging it away along an alley rather fast. I discount this, of course, were it not for the fact that the lady has apparently been seen crossing another street, very slowly, some distance away shortly afterwards." "Something of a mystery, Vimes." Vimes put his hand over his eyes.
"It's one I intend to solve quite quickly, sir."
Patrician nodded and made a short note on the list in front of him. As he went to move it aside, he uncovered a much grubbier, much folded scrap of paper. He picked up 2 letter knives and, using them fastidiously, unfolded the paper and inched it across the desk towards Vimes.
"Do you know anything about this?"
he said. Vimes read in large, round, crayoned letters,
"The cruelty to homeless dogs in this city is a disgrace. What are the watch do ing a bout it? Signed, the leak against cruel tea to dogs." "Not a thing," he said.
"My clerks say that one like it is pushed under the door most nights," said the patrician. "Apparently no one is seen."
"Do you want me to investigate?" said Vimes. "It shouldn't be hard to find someone in this city who dribbles when he writes and spells even worse than Carrot."
"Thank you, sir," said Carrot. "None of the guards report noticing anyone," said the patrician. "Is there any group in Ankh-Morpork particularly interested in the welfare of dogs?"
"I doubt it, sir."
"Then I shall ignore it, pro tem," said Vetinari. He let the soggy letter splash into the waste paper basket. "On to more pressing matters," he said briskly. "Now then, what do you know about Bonk?" Vimes stared. There was a polite cough from Carrot.
"The river or the town, sir?" he said.
The patrician smiled. "Ah, Captain, you have long ago ceased to surprise me. Yes, I was referring to the town."
"It's one of the major towns in Oberwald, sir," said Carrot. "Exports, precious metals, leather, timber, and of course fats from the deep fat mines at Schmalzberg."
"There's a place called Bonk,"
said Vimes, still marvelling at the speed with which they'd got here from a damp letter about dogs.
"Strictly speaking, sir, it's more correctly pronounced Bionk," said Carrot.
"Even so.
And in Bionk, sir, Morpork sounds exactly like their word for an item of ladies' underwear," said Carrot. "There's only so many syllables in the world when you come to think about it."
"How do you know all this stuff, Carrot?"
"Oh, you pick it up, sir, here and there."
"Really? So..."